One of the things that we're doing, because it's the 20th anniversary of the Women's Abuse Course Up, is as a student, setting up our own conference, which I think is quite apt considering Selena pointed out that she first discovered the project about women and humanities at a conference that was particularly bad. And we've invited women in the field to talk about the future of women's studies in academia. And so that's the kind of thing, looking to the future about how we can change all these things. The conference that we're setting up as part of our course is going to be in May. And so we have academics like Patricia Collins and such like, who are just going to be discussing the future of women's studies specifically, as opposed to just the humanities.
Selena pointed out in the article, she said that the reason she set this up, as you've already mentioned, was that because she was basically at conferences and was finding that her voice wasn't being heard, as was other women, and that it was, in terms of history, completely a man's game in terms of, you know, speech making and modern history being dictated by men. Mm-hmm. Whilst you've been studying it at Oxford, or indeed at university, have you noticed this about your courses? Have you noticed they've been dictated by men?
I was thinking about this, and so obviously I studied English at Nottingham. I don't remember thinking about it too overtly because I was just studying English. I wasn't doing women's studies at the time. But our two heads of departments were women in the 3 years that I was there. And so for English, I felt quite confident in the representation of women. And so since I've been here, I've talked to a lot of people about how it is at Oxford. And I think what they've been trying to point out to us is that our course is quite exceptional, and it's considered quite maverick for Oxford that, you know, you've got a group of students but also academics supporting them in being very feminist and very strong in trying to open the field for female academics. So, I mean, I think while it's quite strange that I'm saying a university that's one of only five in the country that has a women's studies course, I think is one of the worst from what I've heard. And so I think it's almost our duty to really try and be as almost, I guess, maverick as we can to really open the field up more.